Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
That's Mary-Kate Cabot with us just moments ago. Tonemaster General,
yes. How did the Sanders people, the people that bought the Sanders jersey, because they're telling us he's just going to start. Like, they, I think they're a little delusional right now.
No, they haven't said he's just going to start. We haven't had anybody who said they're just going to start.
We literally had three callers yesterday say they think he's going to start right away. Like, they think this is not going to be a problem. Joe Flacco's going to be sent.
The same show?
Packy, yep. Eddie and Westlake called up, said he doesn't have to worry about those other guys. He's going to start.
Did Eddie say that? Eddie said that?
And we've had a slew of social media.
I only hear him say how short Gabriel is.
Yeah, they do not.
I don't know why you need to say that Gabriel's short to support your argument.
The Sanders supporters right now are not looking at Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel or Joe Flacco as an impediment. They think the guy that was talked about to be the number two overall pick,
you are right there,
a month ago, should not have to worry about any of that.
That is the sticking point of how come this guy has been the top 10 prospect this whole time? How come he was, you know, in many mocks the number two pick for several versions of mock drafts, and they don't think that that talent has anything. It has nothing to do with maybe the guys making mocks overvalued who he was.
So I wonder how they feel when they hear Mary-Kate say he's basically in a battle for his professional life here. Like, he is behind the eight ball. He's got these other guys in front of him on the depth chart, and he's not going to be given special privileges. The Browns are not going to allow the camera crews to run roughshod over Berea. Like, I wonder how the people who bought those jerseys, to the extent that he's going to be the number one jersey salesman and he's going to have all this publicity, I wonder how they feel about what Mary-Kate just said.
Well, I think anybody who has any sort of grip on reality, and this is, it's hard to say because it's a pretty unrealistic thing. This is wild, bizarre. He's got to earn the spot. I'm a little bit surprised that she's just saying Kenny Pickett. I'm more surprised she's saying Kenny Pickett's the leader.
Because nobody cares about Kenny Pickett.
No.
Nobody. We don't think he has any ceiling. He was also in a bad quarterback draft.
Well, there was no talk of him being the starting quarterback until you guys found out he was the guy sending the text messages.
I know that there are people who are Joe Flacco truthers, and to certain degrees, I've agreed with you to some level here. I mean, yes, he threw a lot of picks. He'll turn the ball over. I know that those things are true. But you can't deny the respect that this locker room had for him. And you certainly can't deny the amount of fans that really, really, really like Joe Flacco. If you're going to start Kenny Pickett this season, I know Kenny was the one who texted Quinshon Judkins on Friday. If you're going to start Kenny Pickett this year, you better make sure, damn sure, that he's got it. Because how many fans, what's the majority of fans, what's the percentage of fans that really like Joe Flacco?
Like him as a folk hero because of what he did going to the playoffs. Nice story.
Yeah.
Like, I think everybody appreciates that.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't love that?
I don't think there's many Cleveland Browns fans that go, you know, that was a fluke and there's no way that I appreciate what he did.
Okay. Even if they, well, you could think it's a fluke, and but so, still right. Well, appreciate what he did.
I don't want to bog it.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry. You definitely are always going to be appreciative of what it is. How many fans right now like him as the front runner to be the starting quarterback
week
right
one?
Now?
Yeah, I would say good 70%. Am I low? Am I low or high? Get the yodeler out. Am I low or high?
I honestly have no feel for what the fans think right now. I think the fans have been given this impossible situation, a bizarre situation. You draft two quarterbacks, so you're already starting a battle between fans about who they like of either of those guys. The problem is, not many of them like Dylan Gabriel to begin with. They sure as hell don't like Kenny Pickett.
I think the other 40-year-old white guys that I talk to really want Joe Flacco to be the quarterback. I don't know
just
what
to start
teens,
the season.
I don't know what teens want. I don't know what a lot of guys in the communities that I'm not in want.
Let's call it what it is. I mean, look at this.
What about your 40-year-old black friends?
Okay, oh, Dylan Gabriel.
I've got so many.
Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel is the kind of the odd man out in a way. Not to cut him. Not saying to cut him. I'm talking about within the fan base. Dylan Gabriel's kind of the odd man out because it's like, all right, he's 5'10", he's from Oregon, he won a lot of games, who knows. You got Kenny Pickett, who played at Pittsburgh, played for the Steelers, small hands, first round, missed by the Steelers. All right, that's a lot that goes against you, right? And they can say whatever they want. The Steelers talked a lot of trash about him out the door. So that's a big thing that goes against you. Shedeur Sanders, young, exciting, has obviously sold a lot of jerseys, is in trying to impart himself the right way with the fan base so far. A lot to like about that young man. And then you have Joe Flacco, who obviously has a very nice history with this football team and with this fan base, even though it was a very short history. So you would have to say that the majority of the fans want Joe Flacco to start the season. I would also say the majority of the fans don't think he's going to finish the season. But they take him seriously. They respect him. You have to, as of right now, I think you have to start the season with Joe Flacco. If you start the season with Kenny Pickett, I'm going to be very nervous about that because I think that the fan base out there, as soon as a guy who they didn't like and loved making fun of goes out there, and if he sucks up the room at all, he better be good, because if he sucks up the room at all, it's already started. The clock's already running against you. It just runs even faster now. So there you go. And if Shedeur Sanders starts, then, well, here's to you, folks. We'll have it out. That'll be fun. And Dylan Gabriel's a forgotten guy in so many ways. Sorry, buddy. No offense to you. Is that not a fair thing to say? I think that's a fair thing to say.
Yeah, we're on the same page there. What about what Mary Kay said about the camera crews? Because when we talked about distractions, will there be distractions? That's what people were wondering about. Did they think this is going to be some big reality show? And then, Hard Knocks gets brought up. You know, do we have any indication about who is going to be involved in the Hard Knocks?
Not yet.
I know there's eligibility standards
and stuff.
I forgot.
That was the whole division, but
if you finished in last in your division, did that matter for Hard Knocks? I thought there were new
standards. I don't know. No, first-year head coaches can't do it.
Oh, okay.
I know that every team tries to fight against it, and eventually they strong-arm a team into doing it.
I do think I think there's one of them. I don't remember if it's 5 years or 10 years, but if you've been featured already in the last couple, you can have a refusal.
We were featured
recently.
Not in the 5 years with Harden. Oh, wait, this is AFC North, so yeah.
Well, damn. But that was in season, and nobody watched it.
Well, because HBO is going to want to fight that like crazy because they know a bunch of people are going to be watching Shorter and Sanders stuff. So, oh boy. Oh, that's going to be a hell of a morning when we get announced to be the team on Hard Knocks.
I've been watching the rehearsal right now on Max, and not as good as the original. Very interesting.
I have not watched it.
Okay.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.